Golden State Media Concepts Sci-Fi Podcast. Together we dive into the world of sci-fi and science fiction. From episodes of Star Trek, Star Wars, to The Walking Dead, Resident Evil, all the hot new science fiction movies from the back doors of Marvel or DC. The Golden State Media Concepts Sci-Fi Podcast. You'll never look at science fiction the same way again.
Hello there, everybody. I am back again for the GSMC Sci-Fi Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. This is Jay Snook, back once again to bring you more science fiction news for the week. It's going to cover a lot of different topics like, you know, new trailers, TV shows, movies, and other things like that is what I hope to cover each and every week. So we finally got a big thing this last week or two, because Marvel, the MCU, has done really well so far. They've brought a lot of characters to the big screen. They've brought a lot of different stories to the big screen, some lighter fare, some really heavy fare. I still have some wounds, from Infinity War, great movie, but oh, my heart, so much death there and destruction and things like that. But that's kind of how that story is. So, and we had gotten news, I think, a couple months ago that, Captain Marvel, they're going to do a movie for finally. But we hadn't really gotten a trailer before. We'd gotten a date, which was going to be, I believe, March 2019. And so in the last week or two, we finally got a trailer for this movie. Now, a little context on this movie. So it takes place before any of the Avenger movies, but after the first Captain America. So it takes place in the 90s. And the trailer starts off right away with Captain Marvel just crashing from space into a Blockbuster Video, which I absolutely loved because one of my first jobs at a Blockbuster Video, and poor Blockbuster Video, gone no longer anymore, at least not in my neck of the woods, sad face, but true face. And we get to see a lot of Captain Marvel in action. We get to see a much younger Samuel L. Jackson, which is Nick Fury. So we get a much younger him. I don't remember if we see Coulson in this trailer, but I want to say we do. We get to see a lot of Captain Marvel's humble beginnings. I think we get to see some of the Skrulls, I think, but I don't fully remember. But I do remember that this is a really big deal. Captain Marvel is supposedly, and I don't know this person because I haven't read a lot of the Marvel comics, but supposedly is one of the strongest characters in the Marvel universe. So we're talking stronger than Thanos, stronger than Loki, stronger than a lot of the characters we've seen so far in the MCU. She supposedly beats them all out of the water. And we have seen Captain Marvel a bit already. She's shown up on Marvel's Avengers, a cartoon show that's on Disney XD. It's actually in its fifth season now. And she's also shown up a little bit on Marvel's Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man cartoon that's also on Disney XD. But it's only been big pieces here and there. I believe she's been on Marvel's Avengers for a while now. And that's a show I've just only recently gotten into. But yeah, they had at WonderCon this last year in March. They did an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Panel, as they do every year. But the guy who plays Coulson wasn't there. And that was because he was shooting for, Captain Marvel. And yeah, we're going to see, a younger Nick Fury in this movie. We're going to see a younger Agent Coulson in this movie. We kind of get to see, a S.H.I.E.L.D. that's going to be kind of different from the one we see on the show now. I think that's fair to say. We actually get to see in this trailer, which is really cool, Nick Fury is supposedly thinking of hanging it in. So he's thinking of going, you know what, to heck with this, to heck with this job, to heck with this life. And I guess he says in the trailer that, you know, you kind of changed that for me. I don't remember if we actually see what the bad guy of Captain Marvel is going to be in this trailer. I don't think so, but I'm not honestly sure. But this is our first look at this movie. It probably won't be our last look, but yeah, it almost seems like in parts of the trailer, maybe Captain Marvel herself may be a bad guy, because they do show a scene in this trailer where you see her training with other people who are wearing a similar, you know, uniform as she is. And again, since I'm not a big Marvel comic reader, I don't know if that means, hey, you know, they're good guys or if they're bad guys. I'm not really sure. And again, I'm not fully clear on why exactly she, you know, where she gets her powers from exactly. And I'm sure the movie itself will delve deeper into that. But yeah, like, this is a movie, because I'll say this right now. For me, when it comes at least to Marvel and the MCU, they know what they're doing. Ever since, you know, Iron Man, they've proven they know what they're doing with these characters. They'll take more obscure characters, and they've done really well with those characters on different shows on Netflix. And from Captain America, from Iron Man on to me, I don't think Marvel has done any wrong as far as movies. I don't think they have. You know, they've done really good with Captain America. They've done really good with Iron Man. They've done great with Guardians of the Galaxy. They did really good with Guardians of the Galaxy, if you ask me. They did a really good job with, some of the smaller characters like Ant-Man and the Wasp. I thought was a great film. Lighter Fare, which right now Marvel fans really need after Infinity War. And, so they've done a really good job with almost all the characters they brought to the screen. They've reinvented some characters, like, you know, on Netflix again with Punisher and with Daredevil. They've reinvented those characters. Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, characters I didn't know much about. They've done a really good job with those characters. So I personally am really excited for Captain Marvel. I think it's going to be a really good movie. It's going to be amazing. And from what I've heard from fans in the comics, she has a big part to play in Infinity War. She does. Now, that's the comics, mind you. Just because the MCU follows comics to a T does not mean that what happened in the comics is going to happen in the next movie, which, by the way, I wish we'd get a trailer for that or a name for that. We haven't, so far, fans haven't gotten anything of the sort. We don't know anything about Avengers 4 besides it's called Avengers 4. We don't know if it's Endgame or what it's called. I believe it does come out next May, but again, we don't really know much about that yet. So please, Marvel, if you can, I'd love to get to see more about that movie. Captain Marvel, I think is going to be an absolutely amazing movie. The trailer really gives me a lot of hope for it. And again, as a fanboy of Marvel and the MCU so far, I definitely have high hopes for this movie. So, so this is a big deal. And of course, side note, Marvel side notes is, Luke Cage has season 2, you know, which is on Netflix right now, which I would highly recommend. I think it was really, really good. They did a very good job with it. And of course, Marvel has redeemed themselves again, in my eyes, too, with Iron Fist season 2, which, yeah, season 1 of Iron Fist, oh man, that was probably one of the worst Marvel shows I'd ever seen on Netflix. But I am here to assure you, for those who haven't watched already, give season 2 of Iron Fist a chance, because they redeemed themselves. They proved, hey, don't worry guys, we know what we're doing. They learn from their mistakes from season 1, so yes, so that is also available on Netflix right now, and there is a season 3 of Daredevil coming up too, so those are all really cool Marvel things coming up in the near future. And again, the Captain Marvel trailer is on YouTube right now, and if you've been, excited to see this film and more about it, definitely check it out. It's really amazing, and Of course, like any fan, I'd love to see more, but it's a good beginning. You know, it gives me all I'd expect from the character and more. And for me, a non-Marvel fan, really opens the door to, you know, hey, you know, this is what we're going to do and where we're going to start and how it's going to go. So, yeah, so I am really excited for Captain Marvel, and I cannot wait. March, get her ready so I can see this movie. So we're going to take a short break right now, and we'll be back in a few moments.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Hello there, everybody. We are back for more sci-fi news. So, another, and if you didn't get enough Star Wars news on our last episode, well, I have more for you. So, Solo is what I'm going to talk about next. And Disney had kind of like, you know, for a while, because Disney is the people who owns Lucasfilm and, you know, that whole franchise now. Has kind of gone like, you know, real Star Wars centric. They've done a lot of Star Wars stuff. They have a lot of Star Wars stuff coming up in the near future. There was rumor at one time, but I think that Rian Johnson, it might not be true anymore, but at one time Rian Johnson, who directed Star Wars The Last Jedi, which, yeah, in my opinion, one of the more disappointing Star Wars films I've ever seen. Supposed to do a trilogy. I'm not sure if that's true anymore. Two of the writers of Game of Thrones is supposed to be doing a Star Wars trilogy. Like I said, Jon Favreau is doing a Star Wars live action show on Disney's streaming service next year. They've already done Rogue One, which I thought was a really good standalone Star Wars film. I had my doubts when I heard about it, but they did a very good job with that movie. And there's been talks of other, like, rumors of other movies that maybe a, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi movie, which I would be totally down to watch that. And there's been rumor of a Boba Fett movie. There's a lot of, really, when it comes to Star Wars, there's a lot of Star Wars stuff, like rumors and stuff that's been thought about coming out lately, but not too much concrete yet. Now, of course, we know Star Wars Episode 9 comes out next year, next summer, I believe. And that's coming, but again, we don't really know the name of that one yet either, although J.J. Abrams is coming back to direct that one, which I'm really excited for because he did a good job with Force Awakens, in my opinion. I know some fans are like, Force Awakens, it was just like, you know, the Revenge of the Jedi 2.0 or A New Hope 2.0, and fine, you can think that. I disagree, but you can think that. So anyways, so, yeah, there's a lot of Star Wars stuff coming in the next couple of years. And what just came out recently to own on like 4K Ultra HD and Blu-ray now is Solo. And Solo, you know, is a movie that is another prequel of sorts for Star Wars. It's another standalone film in the Star Wars universe. So far, I think only the second one they've really done. And when it came out, fans were mixed on it. Some liked it, some didn't like it, some really hated it, some thought were disappointed in it. So you're probably wondering, where are you on this spectrum, Jay? Well, you know, this is a movie I did watch in theaters, and I'll go into the bad about it first. So the movie is a bit longer than it needs to be. It's like 2-something hours. It's a bit longer than it needs to be. It kind of does drag on at some parts because of this. And You know, it takes a while to get going. It does. It takes about maybe an hour before you're really gripped into it. Now, the cool thing about, there's a few good things about this movie at the same time, though, is, you know, you get to see how Han and Chewie met, and that was really kind of cool to see, and it was kind of interesting to see that dynamic, how that happened. Woody Harrelson comes in pretty early on, and I thought he was really good in this movie as Beckett. I thought he was a great choice for that character. You know, we get to see Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones is in this as Kira. We have Paul Bettany as Dryden Voss, so he's in this movie. And yeah, there's just a good group of people in here. There's actually Warwick Davis, who I actually got a chance to talk to, and absolutely amazing guy. Very big Star Wars fan, has gotten to be in Star Wars and has been in more Star Wars movies than you would think. And yeah, and so the movie itself, but for me, really, the standout star for this movie, really in a nutshell, is actually a Donald Glover as Lando Calrissian. Yeah, he's just, I don't know, he's kind of almost, for me, a surprise one, because, you know, you're supposed to go for, like, you know, the guy who's playing Han Solo, which I believe was Alden Ehrenrichsen, I think. I'm not really sure if I'm saying that right. But like a lot of fans, I'm going, man, every scene that, like, you know, Donald Glover's as Lando is just top-notch, wonderful, just everything we expect from Lando and more. He's silly, he's eccentric, he's over the top, but man, every scene he's in is just amazing. We get to see that he had a droid at one time called L337, which is also a really funny character, adds a lot of, kind of like, you know, clever comedy to the mix. Definitely has more dimensions than some androids we've seen in the past, so that's really, really great. There's a lot of really good scenes with the two of them, some unexpectedly funny scenes, and we get to see, as the movie goes on, you know, where eventually she becomes a part of the ship, so she's a part of the Millennium Falcon, and of course we get to see where the Millennium Falcon, you know, originally came from, and, you know, Han's fascination with it from almost the get-go. We get to see, you know, there's a scene where you can see how he gets the ship and how him and Chewie kind of, like, you know, build their, you know, dynamic in their relationship. There's a lot of action in this film. We get to see the whole Kessel Run scene, which a lot of fans, that was kind of the scene for them, like, where the movie kind of got really good. Some people, that's their favorite scene in the whole movie. So that's a really cool scene. And there's some cool twists and turns as the film goes along. You know, for me, I can't say it's the best Star Wars film I've ever seen. I just can't say that. But having watched it twice now, I can say that, you know what, it's watchable. It's enjoyable. It took me on a fun ride, you know? Getting to see, like, you know, the Millennium Falcon get so beat up at one point. Getting to see these new, kind of like, you know, group of, you know, characters called Enfys Nest was kind of really interesting, and that dynamic, and how as the film progresses, you kind of find out they're almost like the starting of the rebellion, which is really kind of cool. So that was a really interesting little twist there. Actually, I learned this from Warwick, which I didn't know, was that his character in Enfys Nest was actually in Phantom Menace first, and that means I'll have to watch Phantom Menace again, because I missed that. But so, his character that he plays in Solo, keep your eye for this, is also in Phantom Menace. So, like, there was kind of a progression there, I guess, where the character went from where it was in Phantom Menace to where it went to in Solo. And that was a cool tidbit I learned from, by the way, that I didn't know. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll have to watch for that next time. And, yeah, and, you know, you get to see, like, you know, Han Solo is kind of not a perfect character, but, you know, you do get to see in this version he does have a good heart, and he does kind of want to do good, but he also wants to take care of himself. His humble beginnings, they were living on Corellia, him and Kira, and, you know, things were tough. There were, I guess, a lot of, you know, different factions and, like, you know, crime syndicates at the time, so the galaxy was a mess. We get to see for a while where Han Solo's working for the Empire, and how he gets his name Han Solo. So there's some cool little tidbits there, and really for me overall, it was a fun movie. I mean, I wouldn't mind watching it again. I would say just give it, I think really for this movie in a nutshell, at least for me, You kind of have to have, like, it's like, I wouldn't say low expectations, but just don't have insanely high expectations for it. Because I know when I saw this movie, I didn't have insanely high expectations for it. I didn't. But I did expect, you know, it's going to be fun. And it was. It was a fun film. I can't really, like, say, like, you know, man, I hated watching it the first time or I hated watching it the second time. I can't say that because I really didn't either time. You know, and like I said, the cast is really good. I will say this, though, and I agree with many fans on this, is I think what they should do next, if they do, you know, this again, another standalone film, is do Lando Calrissian. That's what I think they need to do next. That's what I would really, really want to see, which I think it has been confirmed that Billy Dee Williams is going to be in episode 9. So that'll be kind of cool. Interesting to see where that goes. And I've heard a rumor again for your last bit of Star Wars news, and again, this is rumor, not written in stone, don't take my word for it, that I think that Disney might be doing a bit of a shift, because even though I didn't hate Solo, Solo didn't do as well as they hoped it would. It didn't make the, you know, money they hoped it would. So there's been, I've heard some talk of maybe they're going to kind of slow down the brakes and not do like a Star Wars movie every week they originally planned, but again, don't quote me on that. That's just what I think I had heard through the grapevine, you know, heard online, you know. So, again, that's available on, like, 4K Ultra HD and, like, DVD now. And, yeah, if you want a fun movie, like, I would recommend getting it. But I definitely will say, too, though, just, you know, look at it as a fun ride, a fun little movie, and I think you have a good time watching it. So, again, yeah, that's all I have on that. And it looks like we're going to take ourselves another short break. And then we'll be right back for more sci-fi news.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hello there, everybody. We are back again for more sci-fi news. So, the last bit of sci-fi news I have, this is a bit of older news, but I'm definitely here to share it with you, is Lost in Space. So, Lost in Space was a show, I really don't know this, I want to say in the 60s or 70s. It was a show, I didn't really watch it, it was kind of before my time then, but I think it had a few seasons, and it's got, you know, a fan following for it. I want to say in like the 90s or maybe even early 2000s, we got a new movie that I think Matt LeBlanc was actually in from Friends. And I remember it not doing too well. It kind of came and went and fans not really being too, you know, oh boy, that was amazing. That's what I remember anyway. And then we got about, oh, I want to say beginnings of this year or ends of last year, we got a new Lost in Space on Netflix, and I was actually able to watch this show, and, you know, I'm going to get into with you some of the goods and bads about it. So, it's definitely a sci-fi show. It's basically where a family, the Robinsons, gets stranded on a planet. You know, there's the little boy, there's, like, three girls, there's the mom and the dad, and I guess, like, you know, they were on some space station that supposedly gets destroyed. And so they're on this planet trying to survive, trying to, you know, get through, you know, find a way to survive on this planet, maybe get back to the colony, you know. And I don't know if they know it's been destroyed, if they remember it's been destroyed at first. It's going through, like, you know, the difficulties of being on the planet, the harsh conditions, you know, the snow, the rain, stuff like that. There's episodes where, you know, oh no, one person gets stuck here or one person gets stuck there. Along the way, Will Robinson, who's the little kid, you know, finds this robot that I think they say on the show as it goes along is actually an alien of sorts. They kind of build a relationship. You know, we hear the danger Will Robinson once or twice in the, you know, season because this is kind of how it has to go. And, yeah, it's a show that, like, you know, has this family going on here. As the season progresses, it was about 10 episodes, I believe, around 40, 50-something minutes each, usually. You know, we find out that, hey, there's more going on than we thought. We even find out at one point that, you know, oh my God, the alien, the robot alien might have been responsible for the space station getting destroyed. And we think that all the people on this space station are dead. Something had happened to the Earth where I can't remember if it was just like it was dying or something like that. But, you know, this family was able to, you know, get on this ship to get off the planet, get on this space station, find a new place to live. So that's the gist of the show itself. And as the season progresses, like I said, we find out that, you know, maybe this robot might be responsible for destroying it. There's this one character that says she's a doctor who's not. She's, you know, worse than she seems. And she may have had a part to play in, you know, what happened too. She causes some problems for the Robinson family as the season progresses. There's parts where, like, you know, the robot gets destroyed and then joins with her and becomes bad. As the season progresses, then, like, you know, the robot goes to being good again. And toward the end of the season, you know, we find out, oh, you know, the people on the space station, a bunch of them are still alive. They're still okay. They're still fine. You know, the space station has been repaired. So they find out that, you know, all these people they thought were dead, all these friends, all these family aren't. I believe memory serves me too. There's a part of the season where they all get back together on this planet, because I think a bunch of them are on this planet because what happened with the space station, and kind of build their own little colony and eventually decide to go back to the, I don't know if colony is the right word, maybe like a commune or a village maybe. And they kind of, you know, go back to the space station. They find out as it goes along that, they try to get up there and they need to get enough fuel to be able to do that. The Robinson family. And toward the end, they're about to go back up, but there's another robot that shows up, another robot alien, and the one with the Robinsons and the other one have a fight. We see, like, you know, the one robot supposed to get destroyed by the other robot, and they both get blasted into space. And just as the Robinsons, of course, are about to go into, you know, the colony, they get zapped somewhere else instead by the robot to another galaxy. With two planets where we've heard it before, it's supposedly like the robot aliens planet. So instead of the Robinsons being like, oh yeah, they finally get to go to the colony and, you know, have this great, wonderful thing. No, that can't happen because that just makes too much sense. So the Robinsons end up, you know, where they kind of leave it open for a season two. Now, watching the whole season myself, I was like, it's an okay show, but it just didn't blow me away. It really didn't. It was I get to watch a number of shows on Netflix, and this is one of the ones I'm like, all right, I got to watch all the episodes for this. I can't say I hated it, but I can't say, oh my God, you need to watch this now, and it's so amazing, and you'll love it. I can't. So when I heard, oh, there's going to be a season two, I'm like, really? Huh. That's interesting. I mean, it's true most shows on Netflix get a season two. This is true. But still, little surprising that it's happening. Yeah, that this is going on. So there hasn't been a date announced yet, but it's assumed, I think so far, maybe 2019 or 2020 probably is when it's going to be around there. So there's really been announced is, oh, it's getting a season two. Am I excited for it? I don't know if excited would be the word I'd use for it. I could say I'm intrigued. I'm curious. I do kind of want to see, okay, now what? What's going to happen next? What are we going to see next? So I am curious about that. But there's still a little surprise that, oh, that really did happen, huh? But again, how season one ended, it's not crazy for them to do it. It at least makes sense. Okay, yeah, you could do a season two. But should they do anything past that? I don't know. Because again, I don't know if if a lot of people were really excited about this show, or really loved it, or if they were just kind of like, oh, it's a show, and I guess I'll watch it. I don't know. I really don't know. I haven't talked to a lot of people about it, but people I know who have seen it kind of thought that, like, you know, like the family was kind of too imperfect sometimes and kind of too cruel to Will Robinson, and the dad is kind of a weird character, so I do agree with that. So I don't know. It's an interesting cast of characters, and like I said, it is getting a second season. That is happening, so and I will definitely keep you all informed of future news that I get on that as it comes around. So, other than that, I do believe that is the end of our episode. Thank you so much for listening, and have yourself a wonderful rest of the evening.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Sci-Fi Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.